I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on into the show. Another week underway. After a long weekend of sports, aren't you so glad that sports are in your life? To whatever degree that they are in your life, I hope that you enjoyed them this weekend, because I know I sure did. Even with some of these empty stadiums, Scott Mitchell, I'm still loving the fact that we can watch football. And
I didn't even know the stadiums were empty, Alex. And you know what I love about the weekend in sports?
What?
Is that we get to come back on Monday and
talk about
it.
That's exactly
I love it.
Right.
I really do.
I know.
I love to do this every
Mondays
Monday.
Are our favorite day. There's just so much stuff for us to get to. So I'm just jumping right across the cut, and I'm jumping right in for the cut this evening to an Ask Scott Anything. I gave him some homework over the weekend, and by golly, I think he did it. So let's do it.
ASA. Ask Scott Anything. Insider questions, candid answers, nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
Make it awkward, Alex.
Much like a Zoom call, I want to know right off the bat. Tell me you're at least wearing some pants and not just like some gym shorts. Oh, I see.
I have a sweat.
I nailed it.
Can I be really candid with you?
That's what this whole thing's about.
Okay. You ask me anything. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a pair of shorts, which is the second pair of shorts I have on, because the other shorts are wet. And why are they wet?
Okay.
I was in the hot tub.
Oh, look at you.
I got out of the hot tub to come and do the show tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Here we are at Broadcast House, and Scott's in the hot tub pre-show.
Hey. No, it's love just that like, coronavirus.
It's just like it's just like the old days, or like when before the game you had to, or after a game you got to get ready. How do you do it? You get in the ice bath, get in the hot tub,
that's
whatever.
Right. Look, the old saying goes, "You can't make the club in the tub," so you got to get out of the hot tub if you're gonna play.
So here's Scott making the tub. We've got a poll question up today, and we've dubbed it the Troll Poll, mostly because it is full on just absolutely triggering people today, and any of this same discussion is triggering people too. So I'll throw it out there. BYU is getting some national attention, of course. Specifically, Zach Wilson's getting so much public national attention when it comes to even the Heisman race. And so our troll poll question of the day is, BYU is getting some college football playoff talk. What percentage will you give BYU to make the playoff? Here are the options. 0%, 1 to 20%, 21 to 60%, or 61 to 100%. I'm going to go ahead and answer. I don't think it's zero, but I do think it's very close. I think it is definitely going to be very, very low single digits. And I put that in, and that's what 20% of the poll also says. So you can go answer on the troll poll. 74% say 0% chance BYU gets in the playoff.
BYU keeps winning. And
you've got to play along with the game here. You've got to play along.
They're going to have a discussion about
it. So let's get to the other part that's making people bonkers, Scott. The homework we gave you over the weekend was,
Jay?
I wanted you to have like a real front to back watch of this of BYU. You've seen parts, bits and pieces of games, and you watched this BYU Houston game, and you said, "I've got some things that I want to break down about Zach Wilson." So I'm going to ask some of those questions. Very first thing off the top is, when you see him, do you see Zach Wilson in that quote unquote top tier quarterback category, or is it just fluff?
So I don't care who your opponents are, because the argument's going to be, well, he hasn't played, you know,
right,
top flight
sure
competition. Neither's Trevor Lawrence, just so you know. I mean, Georgia Tech is nothing to write home about. It really isn't. And I would say that Trevor Lawrence probably has more talent on his team to actually work with. And not that the guys that Zach is playing with are chopped liver. They're not. They're good players. But they're not the best athletes in the country. That's just a true fact. But what he is like, it's remarkable to see where he came from last year to this year, the accuracy throwing the football, the awareness of what's happening on the field, and he's if you're going to be a good quarterback, you have to be bold. You just have to be bold, and he's got that, and he's had that. You know, I've watched him when he was in high school and all the way through his maturation. And he is a bold guy. And so, absolutely, this guy is in the discussion as one of the top quarterbacks in the country.
But you've seen him get better. You have seen him get markedly better.
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't say markedly better, but definitely he's – when a guy continues to improve year after year, week after week after week, you know he hasn't reached his ceiling yet. There's more left here. You see some guys – they come in as these highly touted guys, and they just never get any better. Like Josh Rosen at UCLA. I mean, I think his best time was maybe when he was a freshman at UCLA. He just never has really continued to grow, and you see this growth in Zach Wilson. But it's not like he's growing to a level to get somewhere. He's up there in the discussion with all these great quarterbacks. I mean, Alabama's playing Georgia, and they're comparing – Trevor Lawrence's performance to Zach Wilson.
They're talking about him during the biggest game of the week.
And that's awesome. I mean, and so, yeah, he's definitely up there.
All right, so you could get in a room with Zach Wilson and talk to him about the possibility. You're a guy who left after your junior year and went to the NFL draft. And things were different back then, but in the sense that you just didn't have that happen very often, and juniors were just then being able to get some combine looks and things like that. But what would you tell a guy like Zach Wilson, who this year you don't know what you're going to get in terms of attention next year? So, what would you tell him about the possibility of leaving for that draft? People are already talking about him being a top three quarterback in the draft.
It's what does he want? So, if you take a guy like Peyton Manning goes, "Look, I wanted the college experience. I wanted to be at Tennessee. I wanted to finish it out. I wanted to win the Heisman Trophy." And if Zach Wilson will be in the discussion, he continues to play as well as he has, he'll be in the discussion for the Heisman Trophy for the rest of the year. He's already there.
But what would the benefit be of staying, though? What would the benefit be?
The benefit is to win that prestigious award. Alex, the Heisman Trophy is extremely special. It is very special. And it's just not something that – it's the only player in college football. It's it. You're the best player. But it's not just that year. It's every year for the rest of your life, no matter what happens to you. Okay,
you could be on those Nissan commercials. I mean, my goodness.
Right. And live in the Heisman house. I mean, this is a lot of perks to it.
Yeah.
But aside from that, to say the reason to go is next year, I don't think you can top this year. And the reason I don't is because you're going to be playing a lot tougher competition. So the iron is really hot for Zach Wilson right now. And I would anticipate it would continue to be hot for the rest of the season. And I would strike while the iron's hot. It's not going to get as hot. I don't think it'll get as hot next year, because you're going to be playing all those Power 5 teams again.
Yeah.
And you're going to have that difficult schedule. So I say if it's there, go. Because you're never going to get a chance to do that again. I mean, you're going to play professional football one time in your life, and you're going to have one shot to do it. And you need to take advantage when things are – in your favor, because that's the NFL. You have to leverage when you have the leverage, otherwise you're at their beck and call. And this could be a really, really good year. I haven't totally looked at all the quarterbacks that are out there, but you know, you know, there's obviously Trevor Lawrence and
Justin Fields at Ohio State.
But he's right up there.
I'm interested to see how this thing turns out. I mean, the turnaround that we saw in that game was huge. We'll talk more about BYU versus Houston. We've got Mitch Harper, our BYU insider, who's going to join us. Of course, Cougar Sports Saturday, he and Matt Biamonte were able to chop all this stuff up. And I want to see what that national publicity has turned into over the weekend. Stay here with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. I'll give you also an update on that Cowboys-Cardinals score. If you're a Cowboys fan, doesn't look good. Stay with us here on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.